trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Charlie. That's stamps.com, promo code Charlie. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board. Valued at $2.1 million, that is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions of dollars, the greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mostly $1, $5, and $20, gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins were from the Ship of Gold, were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in 2000. Now, Noble Gold's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden raising the issue of cyber and ransomware attacks during his summit with Russian President Putin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Russian leader insisted that his country had nothing to do with recent cyber attacks against the U.S., and Mr. Biden said he made clear to Putin that Russia should not cross certain red lines.
I talked about the proposition that certain critical infrastructure should be off limits to attack, period.
The president also warned Moscow of consequences if the attacks continue.
And if in fact they violate these basic norms, we will respond.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has carried out airstrikes in Gaza after Palestinians launched incendiary balloons from the territory. No casualties reported. Also at townhall.com, some Democrats in the Senate are signaling they will not support the infrastructure compromise being worked out between both parties and the White House.
The compromise infrastructure bill would invest just under $1 trillion in traditional infrastructure projects like roads and bridges. It pales in size compared to two proposals from President Biden that would total more than $4 trillion. Progressives not only oppose its comparatively small price tag, but fear passage would forestall Democrat success at using reconciliation to pass the more costly bills, along with the new taxes and regulations being demanded by the left wing of the party. Bob Agnew reporting.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is offering up a list of proposed changes to a voting rights bill ahead of a showdown vote in the Senate this month. The Democrats' bill would bring about the largest overhaul of U.S. voting in a generation, saying it's needed to protect access to the ballot. But Manchin opposes the bill as written, calling it divisive. He has released a proposed list of changes ahead of a meeting of Senate Democrats Thursday to discuss the path forward. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's Birch.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A Clark County District Judge has ordered the money from a settlement between O.J. Simpson and the Cosmopolitan to go directly to Fred Goldman, the father of Ron Goldman, who was killed back in June of 1994, along with Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. The Pro Football Hall of Famer reached a settlement with the Strip Casino in April over a defamation lawsuit that he filed in 2019. Even though Simpson was acquitted in his criminal trial, a civil jury found him liable for the deaths and awarded more than $33 million in damages. The money remains largely unpaid because federal law protects Simpson's NFL pension from his creditors. Station Casinos has placed the gaming licenses for Texas Station and Fiesta Rancho on hold for the second straight year through June of next year. Such licenses can only be placed on hold for a maximum of 2 consecutive years. Fiesta Henderson is also still closed. Well, about 40 million people in the Southwest, including those of us here in Southern Nevada, are baking this week. The National Weather Service forecasts highs of 115 to 116 through Saturday, as an excessive heat warning continues to run at least through Friday night. Of course, drink plenty of water and limit your time outdoors to the cooler parts of the day.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And not too bad right now through the resort corridor. We are getting some reduced speeds on the 15, though. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour both directions between Charleston and Tropicana right now. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at Gibson, and you'll touch the brakes, 515 west at the Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. We are not going to be joined by Chuck Muth. He is out camping somewhere in the heat. I hope he's gotten to an elevated place, but he'll be back with us next week. In his place, Tommy Pigott, the director of RNC's Rapid Response. Tommy, what kind of job is that? I'm just curious, with the Republican National Committee.
Yeah, it's kind of a interesting title. Basically, what I do is keep tabs with my team on all the news that's coming out, and we're sort of the tip of the spear, if you will. We try to get the first reaction out there. We try to respond first, or if there's a blunder or something else that we see Biden or Kamala Harris doing, we try to get that out, make sure people see that, and as much as we can, just drive the narrative, make sure we're getting our ideas out and people know how much Biden's politics are failing.
Tommy, today, of course, it was the much ballyhooed summit between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Did you see much of it, and what did you make of it?
Well, I saw the press conference he had after and the brief interaction they had when going into the summit. The rest of it was closed to the press. Unfortunately, though, I thought, unfortunately for the country, I thought that he embarrassed himself, to be perfectly honest, and his whole trip was an embarrassment for the country. You have policies going into this. Biden waived sanctions on a Russian pipeline after canceling an American pipeline, giving a giant gift to Putin, basically completely giving away all the cards. And then afterwards, in the press conference he had by himself after the summit with Putin, he could give no clear answers of how they were going to stop things like cyber attacks, how they were going to address Russian energy interferences in Europe, which everyone agrees is a national security threat. He had no real answers. And the answers he did give were long and winding and didn't really say anything. So it was really an embarrassment, unfortunately, for the country.
I'm curious, at a news conference prior to the summit, it wasn't today, but he talked about if they do cyber stuff to us, we will respond in kind, and never, he hasn't mentioned yet that I know of what in kind is. Somewhere along the way over the last 8 days, have you heard what in kind is going to end up being?
No, he never has said so. And actually, his administration has been asked about this repeatedly because you have seen an uptick in cyber attacks from people based in Russia. At least that's what our intelligence tells us, or the publicly available intelligence, that, you know, that there are these increase in cyber attacks from the Russians on U.S. infrastructure. And so his administration has been asked repeatedly about this. And Jen Psaki, Joe Biden's press secretary, when asked, far from giving specifics, said, go talk to the Russian cyber criminals. So basically, they have no real plan, and they're not at all making that public, but it kind of is worrying that they have no real idea how to stop these attacks, and they've not really given any clear answers at all in that regard.
On Fox News, and I just saw just kind of a lower third graphic, that apparently the Russian Navy is doing all kinds of maneuvers in and around, I believe it was Hawaii. What do you know about that, if anything?
Well, I haven't heard about that specifically, but what I do know is that Russia has really ramped up a lot of its aggression towards American allies or American areas. You see it, for example, also in the Arctic, which is going to be a new area of competition because of the natural resources that are there. So across the board, Russia is really ramping up its aggressive posture. And it's because Biden is weak on Russia. He lifted sanctions on Nord Stream 2. He's not taking a hard line on these cyber attacks. And so Russia, I think, feels like they have a clear hand to take steps that really threaten U.S. national security, and Biden and his administration have had no clear response, no clear message to stop it. So if Putin's not stopped, he's just going to keep on going, and they have no plan to make sure that we protect U.S. national interests and keep Putin from really ramping up more this aggressive posture against our allies and other regions of the world.
Again, Tommy Pigott joining us, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. You touched on the Arctic. I never knew of the Arctic as being a hot spot. Obviously the energy stuff that is up there, I'm sure oil and gas is available in large quantities there. Why else would the Arctic be that important? Is it geographical or what?
It's sort of a combination of both. First, Russia is a natural competitor for these resources in the Arctic because of their position on the globe. You know, they have this long border on the Arctic. And traditionally, Russia has been locked in ice. And so, but with new advancements in shipping and technologies, you have things such as icebreakers that let you traverse these areas. So the raw minerals and the oil is a huge aspect. But that does bring us in direct contact in many ways, or much closer contact with Russia. Because if you think, if you look at a map, Russia's across a big ocean. You know, if you look on a map, you're laying flat on the ground. But the world is, you know, as everyone knows, kind of is a round world. So it, our closest way to Russia is actually over the Arctic. So it's a natural competition for these resources. And we naturally have interest there with states like Alaska. And we have a huge navy, and we want to be able to get these resources. There's a concerning trend with Biden cutting defense, for example. You need to make long-term investments to ramp up things like an icebreaker fleet in order to access these raw materials, in order to compete in this arena. And Biden is not really willing to make these investments, or at least doesn't seem willing, based off of his budget and based off of what he said. So this is one area where Biden is being weak on Russia, where he's kind of ceding, in lots of ways, dominance of this area, which is geographically important, but also dominance of these resources, which is extremely important because of their value, like oil, gas, other raw materials that are all in this area of the Arctic.
Tommy, I know one of the things in the buildup to the summit was the whole issue of would Biden be bold enough to challenge Vladimir Putin? And I guess the question is, do from either news conference, do we know if he actually challenged him?
Well, I think from his own admission, he didn't really challenge Vladimir Putin. He, in his press conference, described a very reconciliatorial tone towards Vladimir Putin. He did mention that he briefly brought up one issue or two issues that he wanted to mention, but in general, he was extremely reconciliatory, and there was no clear plan to actually stop the ways that Russia is threatening our security. And from as far as I can tell, and obviously, you know, none of us were in these conversations that he had with Putin, but as far as I can tell, there has been no evidence that he actually confronted Putin. And far from it, every single action he's taken has strengthened Putin's hand. So even if he did go to Putin and said, you know, knock it out, like Obama did when he had a summit with Putin, they did nothing to actually back up those actions. So words aren't enough at a certain point. Waiving sanctions on Nord Stream 2, but saying, Russia, don't build this pipeline, won't stop Russia from building this pipeline. In fact, they're going right ahead with it. So in many ways, he's not being tough on Russia. He's not confronting Vladimir Putin in a way that protects our interests.
I know that former President Barack Obama got caught trying to do red lines. I heard more than once in both news conferences about the red lines. What are the red lines that we know of? And what kind of trouble might it get us into?
Well, I think one area that's sort of a bizarre answer he gave, and a lot of his answers, Biden's answers, were really bizarre and extremely hard to follow, which was extremely embarrassing for the country. But one of the areas he talked about was infrastructure and critical infrastructure. And he said he outlined 16 critical elements of critical infrastructure, 16 types of critical infrastructure. And he said to Putin, you can't attack or launch cyber attacks against these 16 critical infrastructure, which I think kind of gives two really worrying sort of conclusions. The first, in a sense, he gave Putin an instruction manual for how best to cyber attack the United States. He basically said, here are 16 most critical things. Please don't attack us. Well, he just sort of gave the game away. You kind of told Putin how to launch cyber attacks. And then secondarily, you know, what about everything else? So he named 16 areas that are critical infrastructure. What about everything that's not one of those areas? And I wonder, he didn't specify what these areas were. I wonder, since he canceled Keystone XL, if he views pipelines as critical infrastructure. And we saw what happened when there was a cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline. So I think there's a lot of concerning elements to Biden sort of drawing this red line, if you will, because it seems, one, very vague, or two, concerningly specific, where you're not actually protecting your interests and you're giving a blueprint to an adversary of how best to launch cyber attacks against you.
One part of the action plan, the after-summit action plan, is that both countries' experts are going to get together, I'm assuming together, and begin working on fighting cybersecurity, And the first thing that came to my mind is, can we trust these people? Can we trust Putin? Do you trust Putin?
Well, that's a great point. We can't trust Putin. If anything has shown us, if history has shown us anything about Putin, is that you cannot trust him. So it's sort of ironic. It's like letting the thief into your house to design a security system. The thief's going to come back and know how your security works. So working with Russia on cybersecurity is very concerning. You can't just open the book and let them in and see how you're doing it or work together. Biden had some back and forth. He talked about, you know, exchanges of cyber criminals or something along those lines. Then his administration walked that back the next day, which is just part of a broader problem, is he was all over the place. There was no clear message. It was extremely concerning hearing him sort of wander through these answers and having no specifics and not really knowing what he meant at all. But the things that we did hear were concerning in and of themselves, and that's even with the fact that we're trying to parse through exactly what he meant.
So how long will it be before we know if any of this takes seed and blossoms and becomes a relationship that we can all deal with?
Well, I think one of the first signs will be if these cyber attacks continue. There's some dispute about how much Putin is involved with these cyber attacks that are coming out of Russia in terms of the country of Russia, the people living within the country. So, but one of the things that we know is that these cyber attacks would not continue if Putin actually stopped them. So they might not be coming from his government, but his government is effectively aiding and abetting these cyber attacks by doing nothing to stop them. And we've seen an uptick even in the 145 some odd days that Biden has been in office. So I think one of the biggest things we're going to see over the short term, if this was successful, which I worry it was not, I worry this will have the opposite effect, is whether these cyber attacks continue. And that'll be one of the first signs I think we see, like, are we seeing more of our infrastructure under attack? Are more companies being hacked? I think that'll be one of the first signs of what the true impact of the summit is.
I'm curious if there's been any international reaction, kind of the love fest after the G7 fist bumps and elbow bumps and things like that. And everybody made out like Biden was the greatest president in the history of the world. I'm just curious, has there been any reaction internationally to these two news conferences?
Well, I think one of the things you saw that really took off internationally was Biden was literally laughed at by world leaders because he had no idea what was going on in one of the meetings. So it was extremely embarrassing. So that was one of the things that the organization Sky News, a prominent organization overseas, that one of they clipped it, they put it on Twitter, and that took off. So that was one of the ways that we're seeing a reaction to his visit. I think the other way we're seeing a reaction is kind of how our adversaries are viewing it. Putin did not seem at all concerned in his press conference from his interaction with Biden. Biden signaled to the Chinese there was a communique, a joint message that came out of the G7 that said, you know, they're going to try to stand up to the Chinese, but there was no meat on the bones on that. There is no plan to get to the bottom of where COVID came from. So I think, if anything, the international reaction is just showing how Biden's not willing to stand up for U.S. interests, or that he's just being laughed at, which is unfortunate for the country.
Yeah, when you mistake Syria for Libya in a news conference setting, it doesn't look good to our allies or those that mean us harm. I want to bring you back a little closer to home. Chuck Schumer today held a meeting with 11 Democrats. They're talking reconciliation. Is there anything we can do to stop this thing by the Democrats?
Well, I think one of the things we can do is, you know, just expressing how terrible the bills that the Democrats want to put through are, especially if you live in states with senators that have expressed discomfort with some of the spending, with some of the different proposals. But I think one of the things that I've noticed is there are infrastructure bills, there are bipartisan proposals that actually focus on infrastructure that are going through being negotiated in the Senate. And it is Biden and the Democrats that are really the largest obstacle to a bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is kind of ironic because he was billed when he ran during the campaign as someone who would bring people together. But he's governed completely on the far left and has abandoned all promises of bipartisanship. So I'm hopeful that there can be some sort of agreement reached in the Senate that actually focuses on infrastructure, spend money wisely, which is very hard for the government to do. But I am worried that Biden is going to try to step in the way of bipartisanship like he's done throughout his entire presidency.
Hey Tommy, we are losing your cell phone, unfortunately. We're going to have to let you go, but thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Tommy Pigott, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. Cell phone just crapped out. It happens. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, a cyber expert, Michael Dougherty. He's been on our show many times before. He will join us. He is a cybersecurity expert, and we'll get a chance to talk to him about 405. Stay where you are. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can also provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group today. We'll come back. We're going to ask the question, can we trust Vladimir Putin? On a bunch of different levels. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more